Hi, everybody. This is a rebuttal to atheists and evolutionists, and you can rebut them with this short little article, and it's written by Robert Bowie Johnson, and it was featured in a magazine called, you can call Darwinists Slime Snake Monkey People, the author urges Christians. And Mr. Johnson writes, "To shock the Darwinists out of their denial of the overwhelming evidence in Greek art for the reality of the Genesis events, the author urges creationists to refer to evolutionists as what they imagine they are, slime snake monkey people." Mr. Johnson, who holds a general science degree from West Point, also suggests that since slime snake monkey people insist they evolved over millions of years through a countless series of random mutations, Christians should also refer to them as mutants. Now, this is great and fun material, and it also accurately labels evolutionists and atheists by their own beliefs. Johnson's phrase, slime snake monkey people, also describes what atheists and evolutionists believe the process of development was. First slime came alive. Then slime evolved into reptile-like creatures, which in turn developed into monkey-like creatures, which changed into people, given enough time, of course. If you believe such a thing, then that is what you are. Atheists and evolutionists believe that to be true, so that is what they are, slime, snake, monkey people. Now, I, like Mr. Johnson, believe that mankind was created in the image of God. Is that more appealing than believing you developed first from nothing, then a pool of slime, and finally, into the marvelous living being that you are today? Think about it. Are we slime, snake, monkey people, or are we children of God? It is imperative that we act as our inheritance demands. Love God with all your heart and with all your soul, and your neighbor as yourself. Study Romans chapter 1 to learn about how people come to accept impossible things. Pray for your deluded friends, relatives, teachers, and acquaintances. Learn the statements mentioned above. They are more than just talking points. They will make people think about the absurdity of creation without a creator. Thank you.